if we didn't have that blessed hope, we'd be wasting our time here. It's exciting to me. This morning, I want to read from 2 Peter chapter 1 for a devotional meditation. Second Peter chapter 1, I'm going to be reading the first 11 verses. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them who have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According to as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue, knowledge, and to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Peter, here in this first chapter of 2 Peter, was writing an encouragement to New Testament Christians. And it really blessed my heart to hear the heart of God come through Peter's words here. And I don't know if any of you have ever struggled with assurance of salvation or understanding our part, what can I do, is how do we know where we will end up in eternity? And I think Peter is sharing steps that we can do to maintain our relationship with Christ. And it's only through that relationship with Christ and his shed blood that we can ever spend eternity in heaven. I want to go back through some of these verses and pay a special attention to several of them, starting in verse 5. I looked up the Greek definitions for several of these words in the Thayer's and the Strong's Greek concordances. Back to verse 5. And beside this, giving all diligence means to exert oneself, to endeavor. Add to your faith virtue. Virtue means moral excellence. And to virtue, knowledge. Knowledge in the Greek means a deep understanding, especially of things lawful and unlawful for Christians. Verse 6, and to knowledge, temperance. Temperance meaning self-control. And to temperance, patience, meaning steadfastness, constancy, and endurance. And to patience, godliness, meaning piety towards God, reverence or respect. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And in this case, brotherly kindness would mean showing love or a desire to help others with the closeness of a brother or sister in Christ. and to brotherly kindness, charity. And the Greek root word for this word here is agape, agape love. It means brotherly love or affection, goodwill, and benevolence in an unconditional way. Verse 8, for if these things be in you and abound, this is the promise, for if these things be in you and abound, they make that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to look a little more in depth here at the two words, barren and unfruitful. And this is a verse that I've read over many times in the King James and never really took the time to look at the Greek root words. And here, the word barren in the Greek would give the connotation of lazy or shunning labor which one ought to perform or being idle. I'd never thought of that. We're not to do nothing or we'll be unfruitful. Unfruitful simply means not yielding fruit. Barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. This was the sobering part, verse 9. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. That verse was very convicting to me. Am I exerting myself? Am I endeavoring to be virtuous, to be knowledgeable in the things of God? Am I exerting self-control, endurance, godliness, respect? Or am I being idle, just neglecting these things? Maybe even I've fallen into this trap, just simply saying a short prayer, God, give me diligence, God, give me wisdom, give me knowledge, without applying the God-given mind I was created with. And most of all, without digging into his word. That's where the knowledge is. Do I look at what these words mean? If I don't, says verse 9, that I will lack these, if I lack these things, I will be blind and cannot see afar off. And it really struck me, how many times have I said things in the heat of the moment or just out of my emotions in a blind way, not in a knowledgeable or in a way that shows agape brotherly kindness? How many times have I been idle or lazy or unfruitful? The last two verses I read, verse 10, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence. Again, that means to exert oneself, to endeavor, to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. It was interesting to me, again, to look at the definitions of these words. To make your calling. What does the word calling mean in the Greek in this connotation? And I think most of us probably have a fairly good understanding of what this means, but it had a little different twist in the Greek than what I had thought about before. An invitation to a divine feast and salvation. God calls all of us. We have an invitation to that divine supper of the Lamb and salvation. But is our election sure? An election simply means the act of picking out or choosing. Now, I don't think we believe in the total depravity of man, as the Calvinists would. But through accepting this invitation that Christ gives us, by accepting his shed blood on the cross, we make our choosing sure. God chooses us and assures us of a home in heaven. The last verse is the promise. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. is really humbling. It makes me so thankful that I can be a recipient of that free gift. And going back through, am I applying myself to these things that Peter shares for us to do as Christians, to work on? Am I being virtuous? Am I being knowledgeable in the Word of God? Am I being patient, temperate, exhibiting godliness, brotherly kindness, agape love? Those were just words that the Lord challenged my heart with, and I share them hopefully to challenge you to a greater love and assurance of your own salvation. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning and we just praise and thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us the roadmap that leads to you. You have shown us your will through your word. I pray, Lord, that we might apply ourselves, the mind that you gave us, to study it, to make it real in our hearts, to live it each day. I thank you, Lord, that we can be sure of our calling and election through the ingredients that you have given us here in your Bible. Pray that we could go from this place showing love to those around us and truth. Pray that you would be with the rest of this service, Lord. Be with each Sunday school teacher. Be with Marcus as he shares the message. Pray that your word would be shown forth. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.